You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We're talking about Fortress Turf Moor at the moment. Only Spurs and Chelsea have more home Premier League points than Burnley this season. But unfortunately for Burnley, Tom, they're taking on a Chelsea side that have the best away record in the Premier League, picking up 26 points already away from home this season. And going into the weekend, 9 points clear at the top of the table. Chelsea 2-5 to extend their lead even further and pick up 3 points.
Yeah, we've talked about Burnley, and you know we've kind of talked about, well, they must get a result away from home. And I think without the sending off early doors last week at Vicarage Road, they would have been in a chance of winning that game. So they didn't do too badly in the end. But likewise at home, this home run has got to come to an end, and I feel it will come to an end against Chelsea. This is, you know, this Chelsea side and the way they play and the resilience they show. I don't know how Burnley are going to approach it and make life too difficult for Chelsea, because I get a sense from this Chelsea side that this kind of fixture is not going to bother them in any way. You know, Manchester City, Arsenal, Liverpool, those teams at the moment going to Turf Moor wouldn't fancy, and indeed they've struggled to get results there this season. Chelsea, I think it's going to be a different story. You know, Burnley will be up for it, but the only thing Sean Dyche has got to kind of guard against slightly here is a little bit of complacency, and it is natural. It happens. Burnley now are well away from the relegation fight. There's too many teams below them that are going to overtake them. There's too many teams around them sliding in the wrong direction. And Burnley know that this kind of fixture is not all important for them. They go to Hull and they go to Swansea in the next couple of matches, and then they go to Anfield. So there's plenty of opportunities for points, particularly picking up maybe that first away win at some point. So, I think Chelsea win this game. I was very impressed with them against Arsenal, but Arsenal pretty much rolled over, and you just can't back against them, can you? The only thing I would say, and my angle really on this one is low on goals. 10 of the 15 home games that Burnley have had have been under 2.5 goals, and they will do enough to keep it a tight game. Chelsea, 2-0, 1-0. Once they get themselves in front, if they score the first goal, they'd push for a second, but they won't push too hard. And if they're in control of the game, that's what they'll be. So I'm going to go for a Chelsea win and under 2.5 goals here. Some might look and say, well, Chelsea have got the firepower. They could win 3 and 4. They won't at Burnley. They'll win, but possibly only just. So Chelsea and under 2.5 goals is the play for me.
That's available at 21-10 here with William Hill. Chelsea 1-0, by the way, is 11-2. 2-0, also 11-2. The enhanced odds here, Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win, was 12-1, now 16-1. And Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win was 6-4, now 2-1. Couple of players really standing out for Chelsea this season, Derek. The one that I just mentioned, Eden Hazard, who is back to his absolute best right now. And N'Golo Kante, I know how much you respect that player that sits in front of the back four, Derek, but he has been beast-like this season. Come on.
I could play in that position.
What
is it? How can we glorify a glorified defender? He's basically a defender whose job it is to go out there, run around like mad, trying to break up the opposition play. I tell you what, I could get a 14-year-old schoolboy now who can't play football, and I could get him to do that. If I coach him every day, I could get him to do that. I like the flair players, the magic players, people who can do things that I can't do. And N'Golo Kante doesn't do a single thing that I couldn't do. I will never praise people like that. Never, ever. Well, that said, he has been playing pretty well. I can't avoid Burnley at 8-1, you know.
Really?
I mean, we've doubted them all season, and all season they've been making us look foolish. I mean, top teams have gone there and been soundly beaten. Now, okay, Chelsea are the best team to go there, unquestionably, but they're not that far the best. I know they're 9 points clear, but in my eyes, they're not a 9-point better side than anybody else in the Premier League, Chelsea. I honestly don't believe that. I don't think there's that much stardust in that team, Eden Hazard apart. And they are capable of throwing in the odd, you know, the odd blip. I mean, that performance against Liverpool when they drew 1-1 their last away game, that was very, very ordinary. Very ordinary. Okay, they came away with the result they probably wanted, but that owed more to Liverpool's, you know, recent trough than anything else. I can't oppose a side who are 8-1 to win at home when they've won 9 games at home this season. I'm sorry, I can't do that. If I did, I'll be booting myself in the car on Saturday, because it's just wrong to miss it, and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for Burnley here at 8-1, because I don't think Chelsea are as infallible. I've said this many, many weeks now. I don't think they're as infallible as everybody makes out, and they probably will win the league, but there ain't that 9-point gap is going to be a lot shorter come the final weeks.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.